What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, not too long ago, here in the United States of America, the House of Representatives passed House Resolution 4133. This was called the Enhanced Security Cooperation Act of 2012. And basically, it's a blank check to Israel to maintain their qualitative edge in military technology over all of their neighbors who, of course, as we know, all hate them just because they want to hate them and everything. And, of course, it was all put together by the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee and was voted through Congress with almost no opposition at all. You never even see that kind of unanimity for bills passed here in the interest of the American people. In fact, it's a given you will never see Congress that united on bills for the benefit of the American people. But if it's Israel, yes. I think there were only two votes against it in the House, Ron Paul being one, and I forget the name of the other gentleman. And it was a blank check. And so inevitably, as would be expected, Israel is now announcing that Hamas, which prior to H.R. give all the money to Israel bill, Israel was saying Hamas is almost gone, they're almost defeated, they're almost crushed. Now that there's a blank check on the line, Israel is saying Hamas is now as strong as Hezbollah. They have fearsome weapons. We need to... It's a beg for money. You know, this is the Israeli operation. Step one, say Hamas is as strong as Hezbollah and a state. Step two, make all kinds of headlines about the danger from Hamas and their weapons. And step three, demand more money from the U.S. government under the provisions of H.R. 4133 and its Senate equivalent. It's just another way to loot the American taxpayer. Now, as I mentioned earlier, toward the end of the week, we're going to have some of the survivors of the Israel's attack on the USS Liberty on the show here. And we're putting up a lot of material about this on the website because people are genuinely interested now. You know, after that whopper, the U.S. government told us about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. That was kind of the eye-opening moment for America, where they're saying, oh, yeah, I guess the government does lie to us, don't they? And the corporate media helps them do it. And we know Israel's bribing the prostitutes to bias the news in their favor. So, you know, what's going on here? And people are starting to find their own stuff out. So anyway, there's a new memorial service for the those men killed on the USS Liberty. It's funny. We never heard about that during Memorial Day, the big Memorial Day. We will honor our dead killed in combat. Except for these 34. We don't talk about them because it would embarrass our friends in Israel. We can't talk about them. They were just hideously depressed, and they all committed suicide just to make Israel look bad, or whatever the official story is here now. So there is a new memorial, and more so than any other time in the past, the media, the corporate media even, is starting to sit up and say, you know, there are unresolved questions about this, and there is a renewed call for an objective, honest, unbiased investigation, a futile hope, but still interesting that they're calling for it. We're never going to be told the truth about anything by the United States government until after the United States government has been fired. Then they'll all start writing books about, yes, I knew back in 1967 this is the reality of what was going on here. But the U.S. government will never tell the truth about anything. It is a futile exercise to ask it. And you know something? We don't need them to tell us the truth. We know what happened. We know the truth, and I don't need the government to tell me I'm right. I refuse to give them that power and authority over my own logical facilities to tell me whether I'm right or wrong. I don't need them. I don't grant them that authority to say whether I'm right or wrong. I know I'm right. I know that all these USS Liberty survivors are right about what happened, and the official story is wrong. Freedom is in deciding for yourself what you know and not waiting for the government to pin a ribbon on it. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Working 2 jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go any further, remember what I've been telling you about beliefs on my show, about how beliefs are the chains that hold free minds in slavery. And we're all raised to believe in a world of truth and honesty and fairness, that we should always be truthful and that we should believe everybody is truthful with us. In government, in corporate media, in service to a foreign government. And that's just not, simply not true. That belief that everybody is going to be just as truthful as you are makes you more useful to those whose own beliefs are that lying, cheating, stealing, and killing is perfectly accepted behavior. It is blessed by the gods in order to get these people what they want. And one way that people can be very dangerously naive is if they themselves are honest, fair, and just people, they start assuming that everybody else they're dealing with is equally honest and fair and just. And that is a very foolish and dangerous belief to be subscribing to. We shouldn't go out and believe everybody's a crook. But on the other hand, especially when you're dealing with government and corporate media and representatives of foreign governments, we should be on our guard that they're going to get what they want by lying far more than by telling the truth. Every government in history has lied to its people. There has never been an exception. It's a question of degree. How much are we being lied to by the government? And we get that's where we got that idea for the bovine excrement meter that we use to decorate our webpage from time to time. We're being lied to. Just how much on this particular given day here? All righty, so getting over to Syria, which is what is pegging the meter these days. The so-called Free Syrian Army, which is what all these hired mercenaries are now calling themselves, have declared they're no longer bound by the ceasefire plan brokered by Kofi Annan. And they've started shooting and killing people again and demanding that Assad step down, which is, of course, what the U.S. wants and Israel wants, who are paying for all of this stuff. So remember, when they talk about the renewed violence in Syria and how we, meaning your children, have to do something about it, it is the paid mercenaries who started the shooting, who broke the ceasefire. Now, more and more foreign press are starting to report on the fact that the real problem in Syria is clandestine intervention. That some unknown party is sending in agents, provocateurs, mercenaries, and weapons. They're smuggling them in there to keep the fighting going. Some foreign press outlets are being a little bit less circumspect, and they're actually coming out and saying the U.S. and Great Britain are behind the attacks in Syria. This is basically a repeat of what happened in Libya. Send in a bunch of paid troublemakers. They start shooting up the place. Oh, it's a humanitarian disaster, and you invade and take over the place. Now, a very interesting story has surfaced because when you read the propaganda about why we have to invade Syria and save it from its government, you will inevitably find citations to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. It has been cited by the Western media for over a year. It's been quoted by AFP, AP, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, BBC, major newspapers. From the amount of exposure given to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, you'd think it was this huge, sprawling campus of buildings and researchers and all this other stuff that's down there someplace in Syria to basically keep an eye on what's going on here. It turns out it's one room and one man. And he's not even in Syria. He's in Great Britain. And it basically, even Reuters admitted, you know, this guy's living in Coventry. And the guy who's running this so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Rami Abdulrahman, he is openly part of this Syrian opposition that wants to overthrow the Syrian government. All he does is simply regurgitate the propaganda that is coming from the hired mercenaries inside Syria to bring down the Assad government. It is another replay of, well, let's go back to one of the earlier examples, 1953 and the CIA overthrow of Mohammad Mossadegh in order to impose the Shah and grab the oil. It's just another U.S. overthrow of a foreign government that has done nothing wrong to us. I hate to be the one to tell this to you, and I know you don't want to hear it, but on this world war, the U.S. are the aggressors. They're the bad guys this time. So, Bloomberg is reporting that the Syrian violence is not political and not democratic. It is sectarian. The agent provocateurs that have been sent in there by the United States and Great Britain, and apparently also by Israel, are basically telling the different sects, oh, they hate you. You've got to go kill them. So they're fanning up the violence in the streets along sectarian lines, not political lines. They're targeting Christians and trying to whip up the fury of Christians around the world. Oh, look, the Christians are being killed by those gosh darn Syrian Assad troopers. And it isn't. It's the mercenaries doing it. Now, French Bishop Philippe Tournel Close is stating that, yeah, Christians are being targeted. It is a sectarian fight. It is not political. And these are foreign fighters mercenaries, and militants brought in from outside to stir up trouble to justify the invasion of Syria. Now, the Syrian government has now banned all U.S. and European diplomats from their capital, kicked them out of their country. So consider your tat titted, because it was only a week ago that the U.S. and the Western nations were kicking out Syria's diplomats and saying, we don't recognize you as the official government anymore. We recognize our hired thugs as the official government. So Assad knows what's coming. Same thing's going to happen to him that happened to Saddam and to Gaddafi. He won't do what the money junkies want him to do, so he's going to be removed from power and executed. Maybe. This is a tense situation because Russia and China continue to reiterate they won't be duped over Syria. They're basically saying to the world they know the U.S. lied to go into Iraq. The U.S. lied to go into Afghanistan. The U.S. lied to go into Libya. The U.S. lied to go into, well, we don't have enough time to cover all the countries the United States has invaded now. But Russia and China are both saying no more. They have been playing Neville Chamberlain to the U.S. Hitler and hoping appeasement might work and bring peace in our time, and it didn't work back then, and it's not working now. It's every time you let the United States gobble up another one of Israel's enemies, 30 minutes later, they're hungry again. And they're not going to stop. Because when you have one country declaring the wars and another country sacrificing the blood, there's no reason for anybody to stop. Meanwhile, speaking of Libya, the Tripoli airport was briefly retaken by what they're calling a disgruntled militia. And it isn't a disgruntled militia, it is the people of Libya, who are not as happy with their new U.S.-imposed government and their new U.S.-imposed private central bank and debt-based currency as the corporate media would try and suggest to you. The Western media is trying to say the Libyan people are liberated and they're happy and enjoying the fruits of their new Western-style lives. No, they aren't. Their nation got looted. Their gold reserves have vanished. Nobody knows where. They're being forced to use a debt-based currency like the Federal Reserve Note, and all they have to do is look across the ocean in America to see what an absolute unmitigated disaster that is going to be for them. And so it looks like Libya is going to flare up again. Now, speaking of Libya, and possibly in response to this seizing of the airport and the renewed fight on the Libyan people to kick out the U.S. occupier, the Cannes Film Festival broke its own rules regarding deadlines for submission in order to allow a last-second, you'll pardon the expression, documentary about Libya onto its next festival. This documentary, The Oath of Tobruk, by French reporter and philosopher Bernard-Henri Lévy, basically portrays the invasion of Libya as democracy being brought, you know, into the nation. That we were right to invade, that Gaddafi was evil. It's a piece of Lena Riefenstahl would blush making something like this. So for those of you watching on Justin TV, who are in any way connected with the Cannes Film Festival, this is my bronze lion from Cannes. This is my trash can. This is my bronze lion from Cannes in my trash can. Thank you very much. The Cannes Film Festival has just utterly destroyed its own credibility. It is just another cheap propaganda vehicle to grant awards and prizes to the films that best serve the moneyed interests. And, of course, we've seen this all along, where documentaries that were supporting global warming were getting the Palme d'Or and the various lions, and documentaries that challenged the status quo were hardly even allowed in. So the Cannes Film Festival is basically down on the same moral level now as the Nobel Peace Prize. Meanwhile, Senator McCain is out there in high dudgeon wanting to know who leaked information about the U.S. cyber war on Iran. I think we should be far more concerned about whether Stuxnet crippled Fukushima's safety systems, but McCain doesn't really care about that. He thinks people who focus about that are the same people who focus about the USS Liberty. We'll be right back after these commercials.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over in Egypt, there are mass protests. They're occupying Tahrir Square again and staying for day after day after day. The Western media is trying to say that this is all in response to the sentencing of Mubarak to life in prison for the killing of protesters during the Egyptian Revolution. Now, for a man of his age, life in prison isn't a whole very long amount of time. And these protests really are not in response to that. That's just an excuse the Western media is trying to use to sort of take your focus off the real issue. And that is the people of Egypt are aware of the massive vote fraud in their presidential elections that has lined up two known U.S. puppets as the only candidates for president. And they're not happy with that. One of them is a Mubarak lieutenant who should have never even been allowed to run in the first place because he's basically a puppet of the old regime. But it's the old regime the U.S. and Israel want back in power. So Egypt will go on selling its natural gas to Israel below market rates. They'll go on helping to oppress the Palestinian people. And the other candidate is this guy from the Muslim Brotherhood who's just another phony, you know, group like Al-Qaeda. It's made by CIA and MI5 and Mossad. And he's just going to be another U.S. puppet to basically enforce American will on that region. And the people of Egypt understand this. They're very upset about it. And they don't want either candidate there. It's kind of like Americans dealing with Romney and Obama when the person we really want is Ron Paul. And we are being told by the money junkies, no, 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 you don't get to pick your own candidates. We will pick the candidates for you, and then you get to pick your choice of whichever puppet gets to pull the strings for the next several years here. So that's what kind of what's going on over there in Egypt right now. This is very little to do with Mubarak and everything to do with the fact that Egypt's new government is starting to act like Egypt's old government, and the people of Egypt do not like that one little tiny bit here. Now, a new book has come out, and it basically cites the 2009 Australian Government Defense White Paper, which contained a secret chapter. It wasn't supposed to be made public, but it was either leaked or released through Freedom of Information Act-like lawsuits, basically talking about Australia's assistance to the United States in a coming war against China. Remember what I said before? The U.S. owes China so much money, they can never pay it back. So what's the best way to get out of that debt? You go murder the people you owe the money to. And it looks like the U.S. has been seriously considering that at least since 2009. And now, of course, we hear that Leon Panetta is moving the bulk of the U.S. naval fleet to the Pacific. But no, 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 it's got nothing to do with China. Trust us. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Meanwhile, the death toll in Pakistan from U.S. drone strikes now stands at 27. These are acts of terrorism. These are acts of murder. We don't even know that the people that we are told are the targets really did anything other than have their name show up on a list without any vetting at all. Look at how many people were grabbed and tortured for no other reason than somebody wanted the reward money the U.S. was offering for Al-Qaeda or anybody who knew about the weapons of mass destruction. And a great many innocent people were captured and tortured. Some of them died of the torture. And there is no reason to presume that the targets of these drone attacks are any less innocent or the victim of greed and corruption or stupidity on the part of the American government. Meanwhile, drones are going to be big business here in the United States of America. The drone makers are on a big sales campaign to all the police departments across the United States of America because now the police are, they're going drone happy. We're going to put drones up there. We're going to spy on you. We're going to peek in your window. We don't need a warrant. It's a drone. Drones are not bound by the Bill of Rights. And so everybody's going drone happy. The police are using these military drones to spy in America without a warrant. And interestingly enough, another story came out. The military are sharing their domestic surveillance data with police to keep an eye on you and make sure you're not doing anything wrong. There was another interesting story about how ground-based spy sensors are being installed across the United States to assist NDAA spy drones. And they're talking about tens of thousands of hidden ground-based spy sensors disguised as rocks and other objects are being deployed to aid drones in identifying and tracking targets. And sort of brings to mind this interesting story. They tried doing this on what was called the Ho Chi Minh Trail during Vietnam. They were dropping these sensors, microphones, and various other bizarre things coming out of DARPA. Some of them were disguised inside plastic tiger poo. And as I understand it, they didn't work all that well. We're going to talk a little bit more about this ground sensor thing when we come back from these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about spies in the skies and spies underground and spies in the daffodils and spies all over the place here. And it's such a huge amount of data, it's not like they're really going to be able to do anything with it. And as I said, this story about ground-based spy sensors, you know, they tried it in Vietnam along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They would fly these airplanes over and they'd drop all these ground sensors that were disguised as tiger poop and a bunch of other stuff. And as I understand it, it really didn't provide really good intelligence at all. But I did notice something funny here, and if you've seen this in your neighborhood, I would appreciate it if you'd let me know. We have some of the worst roads in the country here in Hawaii, and we officially, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, have the worst traffic congestion in the entire United States. So I'm sure the people in Boston are saying, oh, come on, we used to be number one, we need to get back there. But they finally got around to repairing Moanalua Boulevard, which goes along at the bottom of the hill here, and it was really in bad shape. I was on the verge of making a video about it, and all of a sudden the construction stuff started showing up. And there's this very weird thing they've been doing at these intervals all along the new roadway. Not the whole roadway, and not even at the intersection, but just at intervals. They dug down extra deep, and they put in these wire racks with these green tubes lined up on them. Then they cemented it over and then put the new roadway over that. So now you can't see that it's there. unless you were there watching when it was being constructed. And I cannot figure out what these green tubes are, except that it's some kind of a new sensor network. And from its distance, it seems unrelated to the intersection traffic lights, which still use the saw-cut epoxy wire loops that are sort of traditional right now. So if you have seen these in your neighborhood, or if you know exactly what these are, drop me an email, because my curiosity is piqued. And my curiosity definitely gets the better of me from time to time here. The best cure for boredom is curiosity. There is no cure for curiosity itself here. So sensors all over the place here. And they're going to drown in their own data is what they're going to do. They can't coordinate it all here. All righty. Alabama has become the first state to officially ban UN Agenda 21 within their state borders. They've adopted a tough law protecting private property rights and due process, and basically prohibit any government involvement with or participation in with Agenda 21. What is Agenda 21? Well, Agenda 21 is the push for a global government being sold on the idea that this is somehow good for planet Earth, if you all will bow down and worship whoever it is they're going to have up there on the pedestal. And we already know that it's a completely bogus plan, because Agenda 21 is dealing with the issues of global warming, which we know is nonsense. I understand there's snow on the taller mountains of Great Britain happening right now, just in time for the Jubilee. Maybe that's why the Queen is wearing white, so she'll blend in. The Agenda 21 was addressing the issues of global poverty, which is a good thing to talk about until you realize that the governments and bankers of the world are the cause of that poverty. And they're not going to be any more swayed by a global government than they are by the federal governments. So that's not going to work. And then, of course, there's the flu pandemic, the global flu pandemic requiring a global health authority. That one didn't play out. And they're pushing for a global version of the Federal Reserve to make our debt-based enslavement absolutely permanent in perpetuity. And more people are coming to realize globalism is what got us into so many of these messes. What we need is regionalism. We don't need a single global government on planet Earth. We need thousands of little tiny nations, each taking care of their own people and leaving the rest of the world alone. That's what we need. And every time I hear the phrase global government, I remember that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Hitler wanted. That's what the Roman Caesars wanted. And it was great for the people at the top and a real bad time for everybody else. So I don't think we should be as eager to support a global government under the United Nations as we would have been to support a global government under the Third Reich or under the banners of Imperial Rome or even under Alexander here. Now, getting back to some more domestic situations, Ron Paul's campaign lawyers are continuing to assert that under federal law, the delegates from the state conventions going to the national convention at Tampa are not legally bound to vote anyway but their own good conscience. And this is apparently quite terrifying to Romney, to the Bilderbergers, to the money junkies in general, the Federal Reserve certainly, because of the possibility that as they get closer to Tampa and Romney's destroying his own credibility with his Etch-a-Sketch behavior, that the delegates might say, you know, I think now that we're down to the wire, we better seriously think. First of all, can Romney defeat Obama? And I don't think he can, even with the Koch brothers' billions behind him. And even if, you know, do we really want the choice for the future of the nation to be either Obama or Romney when both are clearly servants of Wall Street and Israel? And we may find the delegates will get there and say, you know, this is real. This isn't just an abstract academic exercise. We're really deciding the future of the nation here. And they might just decide to desert. We know a lot of the delegates going there are for Ron Paul. And there may be a surprise upset. Interestingly enough, of all the people who donated $200 or more to Obama's 2008 campaign, 90% of them are not repeating, or at least so far. I think Obama has been a disappointment to us all. And to his mother. The big question is, with the economy continuing to show signs of imminent collapse despite the very best that the plunge protection team can do, and they do have the markets just barely in the green, it's been a fistfight all day long, what will Obama do? Will he just quietly say, well, gee shuckies, will of the people and all that, and I'm going to leave the White House, or would he dare push the panic button? Trigger something to declare a national emergency. I'm sorry, we can't have elections right now. There's a war on in the streets of America. A lot of attention is focused on Wisconsin. A lot of attention focused on Wisconsin. What is most alarming and at the same time most revealing is how much money has gone into the Wisconsin campaign to defeat Scott Wilson's recall. I'm sorry, Scott Walker. To defeat his recall that is coming from out of state. And as I was saying the other day, there is more on the line here than Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin. Because if Governor Scott Walker is recalled from office, it's going to send a message to the governors of the other 49 states that you had better stop punishing the people for Wall Street's crimes. And obviously Wall Street does not want that message to go out. So they're very much intent on sending a message to the state governors. You stand loyal to Wall Street and the Federal Reserve, and we will protect you. We will make sure that you stay in office. We'll steal the election for you. Go on being our lackeys, and everything will be well. So that's why this has turned into such a fight, why it has national implication, and why so much money is pouring in from outside the state of Wisconsin to protect the governor's job. All right, I want to talk a little bit about all these computer bioweapons, cyber weapons that are floating around the world right now. There's an observation that has been made, and I think it's absolutely correct. The story of Stuxnet at this point, as we understand it, is Israel and the United States put together this malware, this virus, this Trojan, that was used to infect the computers in one of Iran's nuclear power system facilities in order to destroy it. Now, the facility uses these Siemens industrial controllers, and Stuxnet went in there to basically trick these controllers into doing things that were going to physically damage the plant. Yeah, let's go into a nuclear facility and start breaking the piping and stuff. You know, who cares if there's a radioactive release? It's not our people who have to pay for it. Very reckless kind of evil thing to do here. And they're doing it not out of military necessity, but to basically protect Israel's monopoly on the sale of nuclear technology in the region. Same reason they bombed the cheese dairy in Gaza. We want to protect the business of the Israeli cheese dairies and so forth and so on. So Stuxnet, they bribe a scientist to walk into the Natanz facility and insert a memory stick in the computer from which this virus then leaps in and causes, admittedly, quite a bit of damage. Then the virus leaps onto somebody else's laptop and walks back out of the Natanz facility and breaks into the wild. Now, anybody who was behind the creation of Stuxnet who said, oh, we never intended it to break into the wild, they're being idiotic. They designed it to infect other machines. So this thing goes on a rampage all across the world. It causes damage in any facility that it infects that uses these same Siemens controller systems. And it's causing damage all over Russia and Asia, and eventually it gets to Japan. And we know it was around the Fukushima facility 8 months before the quake and tsunami. More than enough time for somebody to inadvertently walk in to Fukushima with this thing on their laptop or their memory disk or even their iPod. And so people are coming to say Stuxnet was not a targeted weapon on Iran. It is, for all intents and purposes, acting as a weapon of mass destruction because it destroyed not only its target, but a large segment of the entire world was damaged by this thing. And Fukushima's emergency systems were just collateral damage. You know, a small price to pay in our hatred of Iran's potential threat to Israel's nuclear sales. Now, the new one that's out, Flame, the implications of this one are getting to be very, very alarming. First of all, other computer criminals are already grabbing copies of it and they're reverse engineering it so that they can take advantage of this technology. that has been developed as a weapon of war. So basically, the creators of Flame have handed to the Viagra salespeople a military-grade weapon to use against your computers. Now, it's been determined that Flame is able to do what it does in part because it can execute a man-in-the-middle attack on Microsoft's own update system by tricking computers into accepting a digital signature from Microsoft that is not actually from Microsoft. Now, Microsoft has already released a patch to fix this vulnerability, and you can follow the link from whatreallyhappened.com to shut it down. But there are already experts out there saying that these cyber weapons, the real danger of them is that inevitably they're going to break away from the designated target and cause collateral damage all over the world, including inside the United States, like melting down another power station. These are very, very dangerous technologies that have been set loose in the world. So a lot of people are very, very concerned that computer criminals are going to be able to exploit Flame's ability to spoof Microsoft Update in order to use Microsoft Update to plant malware on everybody's computer. And all of this damage, all of this destruction, all of this misery for the world's computer users, small price to pay to get Israel to stop generating electricity. It's called the nightmare scenario, and Microsoft is understandably concerned about it. They have released a patch. If you're on a Microsoft product, you really should get that patch, and you're going to have to go through the whole Windows validation. You know, you're not going to be able to use the patch on a pirated system. And again, another reason to go to Linux, really. All righty. Now, interesting little story here. We're going to move on to some other kind of lighter stuff. There is this Hindu temple over in India, which as part of its religious observances encourages their worshipers to shave their heads and go around bald. Okay? Fashion in the name of religion. It turns out the temple has been gathering up the hair that is shorn from the head of their followers and selling it to British wig companies. There's a seeker born every minute here. All righty. Now, kind of a little bit of largesse from the world of spy satellites. The military, CIA, as you know, loves space-based telescopes. They had them long before NASA did. And apparently they bought and built so many of them, they have two of them left over that never got launched into space. And so since they feel they don't need them, they only cost, you know, a couple hundred million dollars of taxpayer money. So we're just going to turn them over to NASA. And great that they're going to be used for peaceful scientific research, you know, but it's basically an admission that, yeah, the military has had these space-based telescopes up there for a very, very long time. And it's rather interesting in this article. It was saying, you know, it must have come as a shock to NASA that two more powerful space-based telescopes were in existence. Actually, no. I was around NASA when Hubble was being built, and it was an open secret. The basic engineering was coming over from the CIA because they'd been having these space-based telescopes up there for quite a long time. And they have an interesting addition. In addition to the main mirror, there's an optical flat on a pivot that counteracts the passage of the Earth underneath to get sharper, clearer pictures for long exposures at night and everything. So they're going to deploy these telescopes to search for the dark matter out there, which is like the Higgs boson. It's kind of a wishful thinking theory to try and reconcile contradictions between the observed reality of the universe and that religiously desired dogma called the Big Bang. By the way, the transit of Venus across the sun is occurring today. I'm not exactly sure if it's started yet or not. I'm going to be checking during this next commercial break. After today's show, I've got a solar filter on my little telephoto lens and camera. We're going to grab a picture and post it to whatreallyhappened.com. If you are getting ready to look at the transit and you are not doing it through one of the many online resources or video feeds, please exercise great care. You're talking about looking directly into the sun, and especially if you're using any kind of an optical instrument, you can burn your eye out so fast, it'll be over before you even feel the pain. You can burn out your cameras, you can do all that stuff. You have to have filtration. You know, grade 3 welder's glass, or if you can find a Mylar balloon, with aluminized Mylar balloon without any printing on it, get one of those without the helium, and just look through that. That'll take the light down to a level that you can look through. But please be very, very careful. And if you don't have the filters, you're probably not going to be able to see Venus just using a pinhole camera or anything like that. Use the online resources. Please, safety, 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 safety. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and I've got some updated information regarding the transit of Venus. It is starting at 6.09 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, so if you're on the East Coast, unless you can get a view directly looking west, you're probably going to have a little trouble seeing it. Obviously, here in Hawaii, it starts just after noon and will be ending just at our local sunset. So astronomers from all over the world are out here. Yeah, Hawaii vacation, and they're down there on the Big Island up there at the Mauna Kea Observatory, and they're probably high on the hypoxia at that altitude because it's 14,000 feet, and if you're not used to it, you get dizzy. And all right, I'm not going to name any names, but I got to share a story with you. I'm sort of peripherally involved with the Keck telescope because many, many years ago I worked on this PBS series, The Astronomers, which was funded by the Keck Foundation, which was then building the Keck telescope down on the Big Island. So when we moved out here, I said, oh, I got to go on down there because, you know, I've worked for these people and everything. And when we were down there, we heard this interesting story about this apparently quite attractive astronomer. And she'd come up to the observatory, and the altitude got to her. And she just decided on the spur of the moment to go skinny dipping in one of those water pools that collect around the base of the observatory. And everyone said, yeah, all right, there. But they're having a lot of fun. Actually, most observation is now done from a control facility down closer to sea level because it is very hard to be to stay focused at that altitude. And so they operate the Keck telescopes almost like a remote spacecraft. There's the facility on the mountain, and then there's an actual office and computer center that's further down the mountain where it's a lot easier to breathe here. All righty. So anyway, 6:09 p.m. And ending about 6 hours later, so we're going to get some pictures of that for you. Again, be very careful. We just put up an article on the website about safety tips here. And I guess welding has changed because now they call it number 14 welder's glass. I thought it was called grade 3, which shows you how long it's been since I was welding. Sunglasses will not work. Do not think you can look for the transit using sunglasses. You can use binoculars or a telescope to do a little projection onto a wall of the sun, but only do it for a few seconds at a time because you can melt the inside of the optics here. Again, safety, 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 safety. All righty, so that'll be interesting, and we do have a very gorgeous day here in Hawaii, and that's good because if you miss it this time, you're not going to see another transit of Venus until the year 2117, and I, for one, just do not care to wait any longer. All righty, so we're back to that whole thing about, I already talked about that. Now, if you have been watching educational television or reading National Geographic or any of those things, you've probably gotten this idea that all human beings today share a common ancestor somewhere in Africa. Well, maybe not. We're going to talk about that when we come back from station identification. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and call on in. We'll be right back.
Next.